From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says more air marshals will be on board flights after the Christmas Day bombing attempt. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Obama has ordered the Department of Homeland Security to aggressively pursue steps to increase aviation security. The department will move ahead with previous plans to deploy more full-body scanners at U.S. airports and work with the Department of Energy to develop next-generation screening technologies. Napolitano says her department will also strengthen the presence and capacity of aviation law enforcement.
This includes increasing the number of federal air marshals. And we will begin by deploying law enforcement officers from across the Department of Homeland Security to help fulfill this important role.
It's likely officers from the Border Patrol and Customs and Immigration Enforcement will be asked to join the numbers of air marshals. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
At least six deaths are being blamed on the bone-chilling cold gripping much of the nation. The wind chill hit 52 degrees below zero in Bismarck, North Dakota yesterday. Motel clerk Sarah Fox says she can't be outside for very long before it starts to get to her.
Me, myself, to my car, and that's about it. Just right across the parking lot, and that's it. It's just too cold for me. It's probably would be able to freeze lungs on some people, you know, the unhealthier ones.
Minnesota and parts of South Dakota are getting the heaviest snowfall, and the wind chill hit below 52 in Bismarck yesterday. Forecasters say the edge of the storm reached the Philadelphia area overnight, and 1 to 2 inches of snow are likely there and in the New York City metropolitan area. A United Nations expert on extrajudicial summary or arbitrary executions is calling for an independent probe of alleged crimes against Tamil Tiger rebels captured during the Sri Lankan War. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN expert Philip Alston says a videotape released on British television appears to show the summary execution of bound, blindfolded, and naked Tamils by Sri Lankan soldiers. He says he hired three independent experts to verify the authenticity of the video after Sri Lankan experts branded it a fake. Alston says recognized experts in forensic pathology, forensic video analysis, and firearm evidence conducted detailed analyses of the video. He says the reports by these experts strongly suggest the video is authentic and Sri Lankan troops may have committed grave violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
World stocks advanced today ahead of a critical U.S. jobs report. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 116 points, closing at 10,798. This is NPR News. Cuba's detention of an American subcontractor who's being accused of spying has caused a glitch in the Obama administration's efforts to improve relations with Havana. Barry Schwide reports from Washington.
The unidentified subcontractor was detained trying to board a plane to leave Cuba last month. Cuban parliament leader Ricardo Alarcón says he was hired to work for American intelligence services. That's false, said State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley. He said the subcontractor working for a Maryland company was trying to help Cubans connect to the Internet, thereby express their views. Cuba, says Crowley, has a history of mischaracterizing what Americans do. The detained subcontractor was not identified. The incident, meanwhile, is another setback to improved relations that President Obama seemed likely to endorse if Cuba met him halfway. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Police in Malaysia have ordered tightened security across the nation following a spate of attacks on churches. Religious tensions have escalated since the High Court ruled that Roman Catholics may refer to God as Allah in the Malay language edition of their main newspaper. The government says the Arabic word Allah is exclusive to the Islamic faith and that allowing others to use the translation could tempt conversions to Christianity. Authorities say the alleged gunman in yesterday's shooting at a St. Louis electronics products company was a plaintiff in a class action suit over losses to his company pension plan. The suspect, identified as 51-year-old Timothy Hendren, is accused of killing three co-workers and wounding five others at ABB Power before taking his own life. This is NPR News.